Hi there, it's Phil Hewlett, and if you're in business, if you're in sales, if you work for a company and you have contacts and you collect their data and you send out the newsletters, you know how that works. You need an efficient way to do that. Well, Constant Contact is about as good as it's going to get. And if you're not using Constant Contact right now, you need to know about it. Email marketing. It's great for your business, and this is the tool that is as powerful and easy to use as you'll ever see. Constant Contact. And you don't need to be a marketing genius to see results on this because they do it all for you. The folks at Constant Contact, they're experts in small business and the whole marketing of it. And they work to make you look like an expert. And so it's about time, right? Constant Contact has all the tools to engage and grow your email marketing list. They capture your contacts wherever they are and engage with them at key times of the year. This is what you need. The possibilities are endless. How do you get the measurable results you're looking for? With a smart market, Constant Contact is the way to do it. Try email for free right now. Simply go to the sponsor page of Phil Hewlett and Friends, click on the Constant Contact button, and get started. Constant Contact! You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, the best and worst way to propose marriage. Mine was an excellent example of one of those. Learn how to negotiate since they didn't teach you in school. We have a former FBI hostage negotiator on the show. Traveling to Europe and the UK post-Brexit. Good idea or bad? Our travel guy, Gary Warner, will clue you in. And Manny the movie guy knows without a doubt what your pets are up to when you leave them at home alone. Let's meet the friends. You can't spit at a social media website without hitting the at sign in her username. The host of Sweet Life, the podcast, and the producer of this show, Brooke Peterson.
Hey, Phil. Have you ever just wanted to disappear? Well, now you can, and I will tell you how.
It's been proposed on many occasions that her brain be locked in a time capsule and launched into space. Co-host of Breakfast with Gary and Kelly, publicity goddess at Bennett Unlimited PR, Kelly Bennett.
Yes, Phil, there was a shock yesterday when an official NASA Twitter account tweeted out something that NASA folks probably have never seen before.
As we get episode 280 started, I want you to know that you can only hear the full-length version of this program, either right now because you're listening live, or by visiting our website. All of the full-length versions are there at philhewlettandfriends.com. Now, if you subscribe to the show, which I do highly recommend, you'll have access to the 6 bite-sized chunks of this episode. Subscribe to the podcast on our homepage, philhewlettandfriends.com, or you can search for us in your favorite podcast app. It's that easy. And I feel lucky and blessed to have Brooke and Kelly here on the program today. And Brooke, why don't we start with you today, if you're all right with that?
Sure.
Because you implied that there's a way to disappear, digitally speaking.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think it's any secret that I have a big problem with technology these days and how, like, spy and probey and all that, the personal privacy is just basically gone.
Yes, I hate it when they're all spy-y.
They're all over the place. I think I'm turning into some sort of like Brave New World sort of, you know, issue. So if you want to delete your existence from the internet, at least there's actually a way to do it, and it's not easy. And there's a good, you know, many, almost a dozen steps, but you can do it. And would you like to hear them?
Yes. Because I might want to move into that cabin in Montana one of these days and just disappear.
You just go all Jack Kerouac or something.
Right, or the Alaskan bush. Ever seen that?
Nope.
Good. You don't want to.
Well, the beginning is just pretty obvious. You know, you just delete your primary accounts. You delete the Facebook, delete the Twitter. If you can, people are become addicted to these things and they have a hard time. They try to delete and then they come back 3 months later.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. Your Google Plus and LinkedIn.
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey all at once. Then you search for yourself online to see what comes up because you might have forgotten about some certain things like MySpace.
Or dating account.
Yeah, exactly. A match.com going on there. Or an old blog or something like that. Get rid of those. And this is something I don't really know. Okay, so apparently there are some accounts that are undeletable. Yeah. Are you familiar with those?
Mm-hmm. It seems like my entire digital life is undeletable outside of the big ones like Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Okay. Well, apparently there are accounts you just cannot delete. So what they're suggesting is you go in there and you basically jack it all up. You change the name, you change the city, the gender, you just falsify it. You just turn it into somebody else, right?
Okay. Makes sense. Phone number, 555-5555.
Right, exactly. unsubscribe to mailing lists, of course.
Oh,
delete
God.
Search engine results. You can, apparently you can go on like Google or something and there is a link that you can go to and it will help you delete, if anybody were to search for you, it would delete the results of what would come up for you.
No kidding.
Yeah. So that seems pretty interesting. I had no idea that that even existed.
Google is cooperative, but Google's not the only search engine. But nonetheless, you have to really be diligent and spend a couple of weeks doing this, don't you?
I wonder if there's companies out there that would do this for
you. There's an opportunity.
There are.
Company people.
There's two. There's a company called Delete Me.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. And there's another company called JustDelete.me.
Yeah, because Just Delete Me was taken.
Yeah, there you go. I had to switch it up.
Yeah.
And then there's a few other steps. You can contact webmasters of websites you have no direct control over and basically beg and plead for them
good
to
luck.
Yeah, exactly.
How good much luck. Are you willing to pay? They Google you real quick to see if you're a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, oh, there's a picture of his house. Wow. Look at that palatial suburban estate. Now what would you pay?
And then there's these data clearinghouses. Are you guys familiar with these? I mean, I've heard of them. They collect like Intellius, Spokio, and People Finders.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Spokio is evil. I mean, it's helpful.
Yes.
It's helpful when you want to use it, but when it's got stuff about you, I mean, it's...
Yeah. And once you click on it and you start using it, then all of a sudden they take your stuff and they say, okay, we're going to put you back on.
I mean, I don't want people just randomly showing up at my house, you know?
No, it's crazy.
But because of websites like that and because of the internet, I mean, you could find anybody anywhere in the world if you wanted to.
Well, not if you do these steps, Phil.
Yeah, gosh. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where I need to be online to promote what it is that I do, but by the same token.
But there's also public records. I mean, if you own a house.
Yeah, if somebody wanted to go to the Hall of Records and look through the microfiche.
Yeah, you can find somebody.
They still use that? Microfiche?
I remember using that back in the day.
Yeah, back when you were a college girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My senior thesis.
Yeah. Were you a co-ed?
I was. Of course I was.
All right.
So
is there like you could probably just Google the idea and whatever it is you're talking about comes up, or does it come from a website that we could look at?
Yeah, I found this. There is a Facebook group called I Effing Love Science.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And this, I found this. They had an article. This was from them.
Yeah.
That's funny. There's some links, of course. And, you know, it's really interesting. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to do.
Probably registered with more websites that I've forgotten I've registered with than there are websites that I use regularly that I'm logged into.
Mm-hmm. Then there's that.
And all the different email addresses I've had over the years, that some that I don't have anymore, that I logged in and registered with those email addresses. And so good
luck.
Then
you have to remember the password.
And you can't if you don't have the email anymore. We've just sent a password change link to your email address. Well, I don't have that
Thanks.
Email. Thanks. Yeah. Oh, my God. I wish I could just forget it all, Brooke. You know?
Oh, ha-ha. I see what you just
then
did there.
Then what about all of the news articles?
I was doing a transition there, Kelly. And it was elegant and wonderfully done.
You forgot about it.
And you just destroyed it. Now, I'm you a pass. That's your mulligan because you haven't been on the show all that much. This is your second run through.
I know. But, I'm sorry.
She comes from a show, by the way. What's it called again? The Kelly and Bob Show?
Breakfast with Gary and Kelly.
Yeah, where she told me this before we went on the air, that they don't do any show prep. They don't prepare whatsoever for the program. They just turn on their mics and start yapping.
Yeah, we do.
That sounds like fun.
And whatever comes out of my mouth, there it is.
But see, in this case, it caused a train wreck.
I'm sorry.
All right, now, Brooke, hang on to that story that you were about to do because you knew, based on what I did, that you were going to see. Kelly, come on. All right, you'll be fine. So hang on to that story there for a second, because I am so fascinated by it, even though I haven't heard it yet. But you'll also be fascinated to know that I realize that your house is one big, stinky, sweaty box full of human goo.
Ew.
And that's why you need to get a proper air conditioner in your home. There's still plenty of summer, plenty of these hot months left. And what are you going to do? You're just going to sit there and endure it for another year? No. The fact that you're listening to this program gives you benefits. And that's why our friends at Heat and Cool are ready to help you. Unlike other companies, Heat and Cool will assist you and your technician with any technical support questions you may have during installation or servicing the system that you buy at their website. You see, you find it online. They work with you. They ask you quick questions about the size of your house and all of that and how big and sweaty you are. And then they figure out which system your technician will install. It's like you're cutting out the middleman altogether. Just ship it to your house. Your guy installs it. They help him along the way, and if it, whatever reason, a bird flies into it and it stops working, they'll help the guy that come out to fix the bird strike. And you're, that doesn't happen. Please, these are going to last forever. They've been at Heat and Cool, been doing this for more than 20 years, and they'll beat anybody else's price by 3%. Some restrictions apply. Click the Heat and Cool button on our sponsor page on our website, and what are you doing? Do it now, will you? Make your house livable again. Heat and Cool. All right, so Brooke, back to you now. We were talking about something I just want to forget, and I'm placing my tinfoil hat securely on my head as you enter into the details of this story. Please, go ahead.
Well, it's interesting, and it's not exactly simple to understand, but it's really fascinating. Have you ever seen the movie Inception?
Oh, one of the best movies, yeah.
Talk about a brain twister. I mean, it was interesting, and it also is apparently becoming a reality. I mean, there are some Japanese researchers, those innovative researchers in Japan, who have developed a trick to implant false visions, which would then create memories, into people's brains. And so basically, the long and short of it is it's almost like this Pavlovian exercise where a bunch of people are told to do something, they do it a little bit, and they get a lot of positive reinforcement. And this sort of goes on and on and on until slowly but surely they are seeing things or believing things that aren't actually there.
I've had the inkling that maybe governments have been doing this for decades.
Mm.
What do you think?
Well, was it the Manchurian Candidate? Was that the movie that had the brainwashing? They're calling this a very simple kind of brainwashing because you are changing something that you believed into something else that you also believe.
Well, they can do this, use this for good as opposed to only evil. Mm-hmm. That if somebody had, say, post-traumatic stress syndrome, you know, from war, from a car accident, or from a bad, sexual abuse or something like that, that they could remove those memories and implant other memories to so that you can go on living and have a wonderful life.
That might be kind of a twist to this because they're not talking about removing memories as much as basically changing the way your brain is, like a treatment. They're talking about using it as a treatment for depression or autism where you're basically rewiring your own brain and hopefully replacing negative things with positive things.
Yeah. Well,
that's because the brain is a muscle. I'm pretty sure it can be done. That's what they do with brain injury people, too, as well, believe it or not.
Right, yeah.
They can learn how to walk again.
Well, see, this is all in the whole neurotherapy deal, isn't it? We have a neurotherapist on the show all the time. Mm-hmm. I forget her name, but she has an accent. You know the lady I'm talking about?
English?
She makes fun of me.
Aww.
When I have her on the show.
Why? Because the way.
I mean, she understands the brain, so she hears me talk and she laughs. She chuckles.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, this is interesting stuff. In fact, we have more science out of Japan, science and fashion out of Japan coming up in a little bit. But Kelly, I want to get busy with you because you mentioned something about scientists.
Yeah.
And something they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And that's always intriguing because scientists stumble on a lot of things, don't they?
Well, this was an actual official NASA Twitter account. And apparently somebody got in there and tweeted out a photo that was kind of interesting. It was
something they discovered out there in the space?
No, it wasn't Pluto or anything like that. But
was it a heavenly body?
It was a heavenly body.
Some globes out there spinning around?
No, it was two orbs.
Yeah.
Together.
Oh.
Actually, it was a woman wearing a red lacy underwear.
Oh.
It's a picture of her bottom.
Oh, cheeky.
A little cheeky photo, yes. And the caption read, "Waiting for ya."
Oh, what now?
With a little heart.
Is that a NASA scientist there? Is that a photo of her?
Well, I would think that it would be a nice idea.
Yeah.
But apparently, they don't know what it was. Mm. Apparently, they said, well, we got hacked. We're very sorry. And the interesting part about it is that they did say that they were sorry that it was up there. But they never really took it down.
It's still it's still there.
I'm not sure if it still is. I haven't checked.
But they didn't take it down.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking. I was like, okay, so you apologize for doing it, but it's still there.
Yeah. Well, maybe a lot of those geeky scientist guys haven't seen that and enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. All right. Quite interesting.
All right. So let's go back to Japan, shall we? The folks in Japan, they love fashion.
Oh.
Don't they?
They do. Yeah. I just wish they would be more my size.
Oh.
Tiny.
You're not Tokyo chic, are you?
No, I'm not a zero.
All right.
All right. Well,
what are they doing now?
This is kind of interesting. How much would you pay for a one-of-a-kind pair of jeans that have this abstract pattern of scratches and bite marks all over it?
Oh.
70 bucks.
70?
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot more. I don't know, because there are only 10 pairs that are going to be made this year. Apparently, what they're doing is they're giving the denim to this local zoo, and giving it to the lions and the tigers and the bears, and they're covering like their the rubber tires that they play with, yeah, and the balls, and the lions and the tigers and the bears, they actually chew on the denim and leave their teeth marks and their scratches and their bite marks and all that
So
stuff.
Your jeans are distressed. They have the distressed look.
Oh, they're really going to be distressed. They are bit, baby.
They are so distressed.
And so they make them into these absolutely beautiful jeans. Take a look at that photo, and I'll put the photos up for you.
Yeah. Oh, later. Awesome.
And, they place the claw marks and the bite marks just right when they're making those jeans.
Yeah.
And,
that's awesome.
But they're pricey.
How much?
But
70
popular.
Bucks?
They didn't really say.
More than that,
they
I guess.
It's an online auction, apparently.
All right. Now, I love the Japanese, too. And they're also weird about sex in Japan. Ooh. Have you ever noticed that? A Japanese bra company just released an infographic about a topic that literally no one has ever wondered about, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-oh.
They asked the question, if you had the weight of your breasts in water, ladies, and you took that water and used it to make pancakes with some pancake mix, how many pancakes could you make? And here are the results.
What size are the pancakes?
An A cup weighs 0.52 pounds. That's enough water to make 11 pancakes.
Okay.
So a B cup is a pound of water. That'll get you 15 pancakes.
Okay.
So follow along, ladies. A C cup is 18 pancakes. A D cup is 25 pancakes. E cups have enough water, 2.2 pounds, for 34 pancakes. And if all of the Cub Scouts are coming over, you'll want an F cup full of water to make 39 pancakes.
Wow.
So now you know when you go shopping for bras, ladies, you'd say the attendant will ask you what size you're looking for. I said, well, I'm a 25 pancaker.
I was just going to say, what about a double?
Yeah.
If you're a double D, would that be 50 pancakes?
What size you want on them flapjacks?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, brother.
You have a lot of spare time in Japan. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't know. They're constantly looking for something to do.
They are very creative. I will give them, as a country, that with what they do with fashion and technology. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Now, this is only, if you really try hard, only vaguely relatable. In Star Trek Beyond, it will be revealed that Mr. Sulu is gay.
Mm.
And not only that, but he and his partner have a daughter.
Ooh.
It's an obvious nod to the original Sulu, of course, George Takei.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese. the vague reference there. He's gay in real life, as we all know, but he actually doesn't like the premise because he says it messes with the original intent of the series.
Oh, yeah. Artists get like that.
Yeah. Hey, we got through this the month of June last month, and a whole lot of people got engaged, including one of my daughters. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh,
I think the proposal in her case was relatively run-of-the-mill, but for some people, their proposal is an epic production. Some good, some good, some bad. Licensed clinical psychotherapist, Dr. Leslie Beth Wish, returns to the show with the best and worst ways to propose. That's in our next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Coming up. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports a Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Ports a Call Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.